Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Jeschonek, the USA Today best-selling author of science fiction, fantasy, mystery, comics, and lots more. This is the podcast in which I talk about my life, my world, and my writing. And so let's get right to it. We'll talk about what I've been up to since the last edition of the podcast. It's been kind of a busy week, but also a fun week. Started off last Sunday by having lunch with a good friend of mine. His name is Justin Jordan. He lives nearby. I live in the Johnstown, Pennsylvania area, and he lives in the vicinity. Close enough that we're able to get together occasionally to have lunch. Justin is the author of a gazillion different comics. He's really an active writer, and he's written for just about every company you can think of. His most well-known series to date is The Strange Talent of Luther Strode and the two sequel series. But currently, he might be most well-known for the Reaver series from Skybound and Image. It's a grimdark fantasy, which is kind of a cross between Game of Thrones and The Dirty Dozen. So it's really entertaining, and I'm just enjoying the heck out of it. Anyway, we had a really nice conversation, talked about the business, talked about writing techniques and styles, and just talked about life. So that was a great way to start the week. Monday morning, I went to get my leg checked. I know you don't really need to hear every play-by-play detail of my health or lack thereof, but it's something noteworthy because I had talked about it in the last podcast. If you remember, I was swimming at the YMCA and I hopped out off the side of the pool and slipped and fell back down and really whacked my left leg. So it was a major pain. It really swelled up, turned different shades of bruise colors. And so Monday morning, I went to a local orthopedic clinic and got them to take a look at it, x-ray it, make sure there was no severe damage. And I'm happy to report there were no fractures, no breaks, there's no chipping, no nothing. They just said it's going to take some time for it to heal, and there's going to be more bruising and more pain. And sure enough, here we are at Sunday, which is almost, 6 days later? And yeah, it's still hurting. So that was kind of an impediment to my week. But nevertheless, I didn't let it hold me back. I did a lot of other activities during the week, which were maybe not as much fun as they would normally be because of the pain, but I got through them. In particular, I delivered books to some local stores, and I shipped books as well, you know, for the holiday seasons. I have some holiday orders I have to fulfill, and so that kept me busy. I also did some work on the new novel, Earthtaker, which is the third book in the Gaia Charmer World Warrior urban fantasy series, and that'll be out in early 2020, and that's coming along well. I didn't quite hit my word count every day. I like to write 1,000 words a day. It's been a busy week, so I didn't get that in every day, but I did do a good bit. So I'm very happy to report that novel is coming along. In fact, as soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to get back to it. I also got to see lightsabers and hear Neil Diamond at the same time at a local event, which was kind of crazy. It was an interesting experience, and I'll tell you more about that later. What do lightsabers have in common with Neil Diamond? Well, they had a lot in common last night, in fact. I'll tell you more later. That'll be something we can bring back toward the end of the podcast. I also attended Light Up Night in downtown Johnstown. We'll talk about that more during the upcoming new segment, which I am going to bring in as a surprise segment. I'm going to tell you about that more later as well. So it was kind of a busy week, I'm happy to say, but not a bad one overall. This is the point of the podcast when I usually talk about what I've been reading. So far I've been continuing to listen to the audiobook edition of Where the Crawdads Sing, which is still good, still entertaining. Haven't been listening to it quite as much this week because I've been spending my usual audiobook listening time in the car by trying to plot out the Earthtaker and trying to get ahead of the game on that book. I've also read some comics during the week, including Legion of Superheroes Millennium, number 2, which is entertaining. You know I love those characters. I talked about that before, and they were sort of retired for a while, or should I say they were put on hiatus by DC Comics. I think they were trying to bring some life back to them. And now they're returning them to active duty. So I'm glad to say that that book was entertaining, and I'm looking forward to their regular series, which I think is supposed to start soon, if it hasn't already. Also read Doom Patrol, Weight of the Worlds, issue 3, which was entertaining. I love the Doom Patrol and Black Hammer, Justice League. number two from DC and Dark Horse. That was good as well. So not a whole lot of reading during the week, but that's okay. Sometimes you have weeks like that. But there were lightsabers and Neil Diamond, which was just crazy. And what happened was, well, we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, let's get started on the new segment, which I hinted at earlier. It's brand new, and I'm going to try it out, see how it goes. And we're just going to roll right into it. It's a little something that I'm going to creatively enough call Meet the Wife. So here we are on the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, and this is a new segment. I thought I'd give it a try. It's Meet the Wife. My wife, Wendy Jeschonek, is here with us, and I just thought I'd bring her in and see what she has to talk about today and if there's anything interesting happening in her life or anything that she feels compelled to talk about. Wendy, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
Okay, Bob. My name is Wendy. And as Bob said, I'm his wife, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the holiday season for one thing. But first, I'd like to say how happy I am to be a big part of his writing. And what I mean by that is I am his first reader.
Yeah.
And I enjoy reading his wonderful writings, whether they be fiction or nonfiction, and I love going to his signings and being a big part of his writing world. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it's not always wonderful.
Sometimes it can be challenging, but that's all part of it. I understand that it's all part of it.
I remember my favorite review from you one time. I had you read something. It was a piece of nonfiction, and you said, "Well, it's really good, except for the." Well, you got some issues at the beginning. It's, oh, okay, thanks. And you're like, well, and there's a few issues in the middle, too. I was like, oh, thank you. Okay, well, I'll take that into account. Thanks for the beginning and the middle. Need work. Yeah. And in the end, had some problems, too. So the beginning, the middle. So what you were saying was the work was great, except for the beginning, the middle, and the end. And you were just like, Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
No, that's true. And if you remember, that was several years ago. And would I be that reticent today?
That depends. It depends what I give you.
I'm usually right out there today. It took me a few years to come right out and tell you.
Yeah.
So I.
Well, that's really helpful. I mean, that's something I like to talk about on the podcast is my writing and other people's writing as well, and mm-hmm. what it takes to be a writer and what it takes to succeed in that endeavor. And it's really important to have somebody who is trusted.
Yes.
Who can be a first reader and sort of say, look, I think you might need to tweak this a little bit
mm-hmm.
or throw it away or
right.
whatever.
Right.
Not everybody can find somebody like that. So it's mm-hmm. something that you really have to sometimes make a concerted effort mm-hmm. to find a person whom you can trust in giving you a good opinion on your work.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of my mentors, Dean Smith, right? Dean Wesley
yes.
Smith has said in the past, and Chris Rush as well,
yeah.
the writer is not a judge of his or her own work.
Right.
And there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people who will differ on that opinion. They'll say, well, no, I pretty much have a good idea of what I'm doing, and I'm the master of what I've done, and that's fine. There are people like that, but a lot of us, we just don't have a clear picture after we compose something.
Right. That's right.
You know, you're very close to it, especially if you're trying to turn it around quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If you write something and you're like, I want to publish this next week, and I don't want to have a lot of lag time in between. I have a tight publishing schedule, and I want to keep pushing things into Kindle Unlimited
yes.
or whatever, in which case it is critical to get things out quickly. And you just, I don't think you always have a real clear idea of the quality of the work. Not necessarily the quality, but the cohesiveness of it. Maybe there are things missing that you just don't see, or things that could really improve it.
Yes.
Though it is important also not to write it to death or edit it to death.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? And I've always been honest, but I don't sugarcoat it anymore.
You don't? You know what would it kill you? Sugarcoat it a little.
No.
God. Once in a while.
Those days are long gone.
Come on. Just coddle me a little bit.
No.
Would it kill you that much? Would it be that difficult?
Just, yes. After 18 years of marriage. Yes.
That would be nice once in a while to be coddled. But
hey, let's, before before we go, I wanted to just talk about how the holiday season has been running so far by us. And we've had a great week already, going to a nice holiday brunch at the local hotel, downtown hotel.
Yeah.
With a wonderful brunch with the combo.
You can say the name. Harrigan's.
Oh, Harrigan's downtown. Yeah. And having a brunch while the wonderful combo was playing Christmas music.
Yeah, that was cool. The jazz duo was playing.
Wonderful.
Frank Felia and, it was, they were really good.
We didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And then on, Friday night, we went to the Christmas parade and
light up night in downtown Johnstown.
Light up night, the wonderful tree that brings magic to our town, and the Johnstown Symphony Chorus singing Christmas carols. It, as I said, you know, our town has fallen on hard times for quite a while, and there's something about that beautiful Christmas tree. That
it's a distressed community.
Yeah,
but that tree
brings everybody together.
Who would have thought? I mean, obviously, some people thought, well, this is a good idea, or they wouldn't have done it. But I don't know. When I first heard about it, I thought, well, yeah, okay, give it a shot. But boy, it has really surpassed my expectations. There were thousands of people in downtown Johnstown on a Friday night, and that is unusual.
Oh, yes.
There's not always, I mean, there's a little bit more nightlife down there than there once was. Mm-hmm. There was a kind of a period where there was not really much happening downtown.
Yeah.
But, you know, they sort of brought it back to life. There were thousands of people. And, like, on any given night between the light-up night and,
New Year's? Into January, like January 6th or something. I probably have the date.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little more, but yeah.
There are people down. There are lots of people walking around that tree, and they play Christmas music, and the lights flash and flicker in time to the music, and people wander around, and they'll go get something to eat in the local restaurants down there or have a beverage or whatever, and it's pretty cool. And it brings back memories of the old holidays in downtown Johnstown, right?
That's what's so wonderful. And it's so wonderful to see people with the little children. You never see families with kids down there. You know, you hardly ever do. And that's what you see now. And it's hopeful. It really brings hope. So I you know.
Yeah. Well, back in the old days, it was a huge, huge deal. They had the big department stores down there, Glosser Brothers and Penn Traffic.
Which you have written about.
Yeah. It was, that's one of my specialties, is these books about the old department stores.
Right.
So now they're sort of bringing that magic back, and they were, and it was great. The only problem was some of the candy was...
Yes.
During the parade. A lot of the parade groups, they were distributing candy to bystanders, like kids who were standing along the parade route. And, you know, usually they'd walk out and they'd hand it to the kids and drop them in their candy bags or whatever. But then some folks were just like whipping that stuff. Like, bam! They were wailing that candy.
We were laughing.
Somebody drove by in a car. It was like a random person who got into the parade. No, it wasn't. It was somebody who was in the parade. And he just took a handful of that stuff and just wailed it. We're exaggerating a little.
And the poor kids are running onto the street scrambling to get the candy. And then you have people, a part of the parade, get back. Yeah. And these poor kids are trying to grab that Christmas
That's
candy.
Like it's something out of Dickens.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, sir, please throw me some more candy, sir. I'll scrabble to get it off the pavement.
That's right.
But they didn't get it all either. Then after the parade, there was like all these crushed Dum Dum lollipops and crushed candy canes. They were smashed flat by people stampeding over to see the tree lighting, which was a huge deal.
Yeah.
So it was kind of exciting.
It was,
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Oh, it was wonderful.
So your review of this event was positive. You wouldn't say the beginning, the middle, and the end.
I would say
awful.
I would say A+. A+.
Wow. Like
that. Yes.
And you don't pull your punches. You don't sugarcoat, as you said earlier.
I do not.
So that must mean it was fun.
Oh, absolutely. Was, okay. I look so forward to our events to come in the coming weeks, because we have other things planned, more Christmassy events planned. Yes.
Oh, I thought I was just going to be writing the whole time.
No,
you
will not.
No.
Or you'll hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, and maybe we'll have you back if I decide that my review of your work was positive enough to bring you back.
Oh,
or if we get some good comments, maybe we'll get some good comments on the podcast.
Oh, I hope so.
People ask to have you back, or maybe what's more likely is that people will say we'd like to just have you do the podcast,
and that
and
would
Bob
be
could be the yeah, yes. I'll be the guest,
and I'll understand.
Yeah, I won't. Okay.
It was right. Wonderful being here.
Thanks. Thanks for coming by.
You betcha.
So what did you think of that? I liked it. I thought it went really well. I think Wendy's a natural born radio talent. I think we're going to do that again. So let's move on with the rest of the podcast. I have a little surprise for you here coming up. It's an excerpt from my most recent audiobook. As you might remember, last time around, we had an excerpt from In a Green Dress Surrounded by Exploding Clowns and Other Stories, which was narrated by the one and only Bill Lord. It was fantastic. I hope you'll check that audiobook out because it's really good. He's great. And he really brings those crazy stories to life, and they are crazy, but very entertaining and meaningful as well. Anyway, the new audiobook, is called Valentine's Day at Glossers. And yeah, I know it's a little late for Valentine's Day, or early, depending on how you look at it. But it took a while to get this put together and to get it put out through the ACX interface. But now it's done. And so it'll be just in time for you to listen and enjoy. So what I have here is an audio sample by my latest narrator. You're going to really enjoy it. And I hope you'll check it out. It's called Valentine's Day at Glossers. It's the latest in the Glossers Department Store Holiday Series. And it's been out in paperback and in ebook form for quite a while. But the audiobook is a whole different experience, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. So here we go. Without further ado, here's the excerpt from Valentine's Day at Glossers.
The contents of the mail sack poured onto a round table in the break room of the GB Department Store. Hundreds of postcards and letters addressed to a woman who didn't exist. Though the woman sitting at the table was known to answer to her name. "Just look at all those cards and letters," said Gary, the mailroom guy. "Every one of them made out to you, Miss GB." "What can I say? My fans adore me." The smiling woman at the table was young and pretty, with deep green eyes and shoulder-length black hair. "I guess 1973 is the year I hit it big." Though she wasn't really named Miss GB, she played that character in ads for the GB Discount Department Stores, offshoots of the legendary Glosser Brothers store in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Her real name was Emily Bradley. "Well, enjoy the adoration." Gary shook out a few last cards and slung the empty bag over his shoulder. "Looks like you got a couple hours worth to keep you busy, Miss GB." "Feel free to jump in and give me a hand." Emily scooped up a stack of cards and letters and shook them emphatically. "Come on, Gary. Don't tell me you don't love romantic poetry."
"Okay, I won't tell you."
Gary chuckled as he headed for the door.
"But I might have been known to write some from time to time."
"Oh my God, you mean..." She scooped up some mail and gazed at it wonderingly. "One of these could be your entry for the big contest?"
"You never know, Miss GB."
Gary grinned and spoke along the back of his hand as if telling her a secret.
"P.S. I might have signed it with a pen name."
"Then how will I know it's yours?" asked Emily.
So what do you think? I think the same. I think that was a really well done excerpt, and the audiobook itself is very worth checking out, especially if you enjoy stories of classic department stores and holidays. The narrator producer there was Charlie Rowan, so you're going to want to check her out, look for her future efforts. She did an excellent job, and that was actually, so far as I know, her first audiobook, and I could not be happier. So there you have it, the audiobook clip of the week, and that brings us to the, let's see, what else do we have to talk about? I guess I should wrap things up. No, wait, what about the lightsabers and Neil Diamond? Well, that was last night, Saturday night. I went to a hockey game in town, in Johnstown. It was a Johnstown Tomahawks game, and it was an interesting experience because during the intermission leading up to the third period, they had... they had an interesting event. They dropped the lights in the rink, in the arena, and a whole bunch of kids had these free lightsabers, Star Wars lightsabers, that they were given as a promotional item on the way in to the game, and the arena people played some music. They played Neil Diamond, "Sweet Caroline," over the PA system, and the kids waved their lightsabers in time with the song, which sounds kind of ridiculous, maybe, right? Sounds kind of weird. It's kind of a strange combination. I wouldn't necessarily think that would work. And it was kind of strange. It was funny at the time when it happened, but it was also a little bit uplifting, strangely enough. Even as they're, you know, singing this and everybody's going, you know, ba ba ba, and you know, so good, and it was kind of strange, but it was strangely uplifting and strangely sublime, just because it was so different. It was so different from everything else in my, you know, run of the mill daily life, and it does bring to mind something that I'd like to talk about in tonight's in this edition's closing thought, which is the unusual. And keeping your eye out for the unusual and the things in life and in the world around you that spur creative thoughts, because sometimes we just look past stuff, right? We're caught up in our lives, especially if you have a day job or responsibilities, and we all do. We all have those. But if you have family or you're just caught up in your life and you just don't always think, oh, that's pretty cool. But it's really a great idea as a writer, or just in general as a creative person, to sort of keep an eye out for those sorts of moments, because they happen a lot, and we miss them a lot. You're just walking down the street, and there's something crazy happening to your left, and you just look past it because you're focused on what you got to do when you get back to the office, or what you have to do that evening when you get home from work. But those things are always with us, and they're the beauty of life, and they're the things that can really give life to your writing if you just know to look for them and make sure that you note them when they happen. Maybe you might not be able to do that immediately, but hey, if you have a phone, right, your phone probably has an audio recording function or a note-taking function, and those are great tools for that sort of capturing of spontaneity, that sort of capturing of the strange and the sublime, the surreal, the odd, the beautiful things that happen in your everyday life and that can really give life and heft to your work. And so I recommend that you do that. And like I said, if you got a phone, heck, put it to use and record your thoughts on those moments when they happen, because then otherwise they just disappear. They fade into your general garble of memory and craziness that you know, fills most of our heads most of the time, because we have so much happening, so there's so much to do. And you'll come back to those later and you'll be glad that you did. So that's it for this edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you'll check me out on social media. You can find Robert Jeschonek on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. On Twitter, I'm listed as at the Fictioneer, but on Facebook and Instagram, it's Robert Jeschonek. You can also find me on Patreon. I hope you'll check that out, because I'd love to have you as a patron. If you do sign up as a patron, even at the dollar a month level, you'll get a mention in each edition of this podcast. And maybe even I'll say something cool or funny related to you and really help push you out into the forefront of this enterprise. So I'd love to have you as a patron. Remember, that's an important thing. That's a great way to support artists who make a difference in your life and to help them to continue to be productive and to take help to push them into the forefront and to inspire them and inspire their work. So I hope you'll leave a rating or review online if you enjoyed this podcast, because that would be great. And that just brings us to the end of the podcast. So I'd just like to say, as always, if you're a writer, keep on writing. If you're an artist, keep on arting. If you're a musician, keep on performing. Whatever you love most, keep on doing it, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else or yourself. That's it for this edition. Good night from Planet Bob. And I hope you'll tune in next time for the next edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast.